Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We've got a big show for you today. We got the top moments from the American Music Awards and, of course, the outrageous fashion, plus what we just learned about Nipplegate and the documentary. And Tarek and Heather El Moussa are here straight after their honeymoon. We're getting all the dirty deets. Ooh. Happy Monday, everybody. Let me hear it for Daily Pop.
Happy Monday.
I am here with Morgan Stewart McGraw.
Hello.
And we are joined by singer, songwriter, and star of Clash of the Cover Bands, Esther Dean, everybody. All right, y'all, Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson's Super Bowl disaster just got put on full blast thanks to the FX Hulu documentary Malfunction that dropped Friday night. Now, almost two decades later, one of the show's producers says she still feels some type of way. Ooh. Watch this.
People were crying, like it was really upsetting. It's very emotional. I felt betrayed. My instincts told me that there was a private conversation between wardrobe stylist and artist where someone thought this would be a good idea.
Now, both Janet and Justin apologized for that wardrobe malfunction and maintained that only Janet's red bra was supposed to show. Let's settle this once and for all.
Once and for all?
Who thinks it was an accident and who thinks that titty came out on purpose?
I wanted the titty out. What's so wrong with the titty? I understand it was the Super Bowl, but like nowadays, if we was at the Super Bowl today, it'd be two titties.
100%.
Two titties. Two titties right now.
Today. But
today.
This was in 2004.
That's not that long ago.
No.
Girl, that's
a long time ago.
I just feel like I seen titties long time ago. Like, what?
I think it was planned.
Ooh.
Okay,
I think they wanted
to see it in slow motion. Can we see it in slow motion? If we can see it in slow motion, you can see where Justin's hand was.
100%. Right. And you can see when Janet saw the nipple, she was like, she freaked out.
Yes.
But the way he reacted when he walked off stage was, we told y'all we're going to give y'all something to talk about. It was bomb. Everyone's going to be talking about this tomorrow.
Yes.
It was almost like he knew that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think Janet Jackson, at the point in her career where she was, I don't think Janet Jackson would have put herself out there on purpose.
But don't you feel like they thought it was going to have a different reaction? I do remember, now that I said that I feel like it was planned, I vividly remember her being like, oh, and she tried to cover it up. Oh. So then I'm kind of like, well, if you knew it was not right and you tried to cut, like, there's just so much psychology behind the situation that, like, I don't know, ripping clothes off,
you wouldn't rip your outfit off. I wouldn't say, come here and rip me off. You know what I'm saying? So maybe not.
Latex, patent leather bra, I just don't think all of that rips that easily.
No, but the problem is, it seemed like, when you watch a documentary, mm-hmm. it seemed like there was a closed-door meeting before the Super Bowl
started. That's just because of the music.
No, it was a closed-door meeting between Janet's stylist, Janet, and Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
There were also, like, little bits and pieces where they had did the research and found out that he had spent a lot of time at a tailor
uh-huh.
the day of the performance.
Oh, it is is like a mystery.
So it's a whole mystery.
Damn, you're throwing nuggets at you.
No, I'm throwing nuggets at you today. I'm giving you all the knowledge.
So, get your cup, too. He's drinking.
Do think that the Super Bowl told them they couldn't do a skirt tearaway the night before the Super Bowl. So they had to change that up. I think that they were talking about ripping that patent leather off and having the red show, and it just went too far. I think he grabbed the wrong thing.
But how does it rip? How does it all rip seamlessly in one piece?
That's what I'm saying.
You can't just, things don't just rip off like that. Trust me, I know.
Thank you.
If you got it from Santee Alley,
that was custom made. That Janet was wearing it. It was not cheap.
And that means that it was just sewn on there, girl. You know they don't make it
good.
But
why also is the...
It's a lot. It's a lot. And by the way, I'm going to tell you this. That titty came out aggressively. Like, it just, it flew out.
It's like a music ride. It came out.
I remember. It did fall out aggressively.
Yes. Well, speaking of aggressive, the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion got heated last night when Nicki Minaj showed up and said all the things we, the viewers, were thinking. She had the ladies so shook, even frenemies were trying to help each other out.
Ooh. Ashley. First of all, I want to say I love seeing you with your boys. But to me, because you had just had a baby and you wanted to be home, rightfully so, with your babies, it seemed like you didn't have much of a storyline. So is that why you were willing to, like, be Giselle's sidekick and be shady to Wendy?
No.
You ain't lug your breast milk down there to start some drama to be petty so you can get more camera time, Jeff.
No, Nikki, listen.
Are you going to dispute that it seems like you only came... You left after you did it, Ashley. You didn't stay and hang out with us.
I think that she gave birth literally like 2 weeks into filming. But she got work. No, she got work.
Whoa, Candy Girl.
Y'all!
By the way, she was... Andy might not have a job.
Right?
Damn!
That's the kind of TV I like.
You should have stayed home.
Yes!
Damn! That's what I need someone to tell me after I give birth. I know. I need to stay home. I'm tired.
I just think, look, if an icon comes on and reads you to filth, you just gotta take it like an L. Take it off the chin. She can come on here and talk to me like I just had seven kids. Yes, she can talk to me like I had seven kids with four different women, and I'd be like, I'm not Nick Cannon, but I'll take it. I'm sorry. You're Nikki.
And the thing is, Nikki has given her so much airtime. She ran her story down to her. So she's like, hey, if you didn't, this is a recap. You know what I'm saying? She kind of helped her out.
100%.
She did a really good job. She knew her Like, she was great.
She looks amazing.
She looks at this hair color for Nikki.
It's out of control.
It's like that Kristen Stewart, like everyone's doing that sort of strawberry. I'm into it right now.
I don't even know why they put Nikki on there because I don't even know who the rest of these women is. Because once you see Nikki, you're like, girl, where there's Nikki?
Is this your favorite franchise right now?
This is my favorite franchise because they are so underrated. And something like this, having Nicki Minaj not only tweet about this, but offer to host the reunion and do this.
It's making waves.
Will put them on the map. And it took 5 seasons for people to know who they are, but no one will be able to forget this.
Never.
This has never happened in Housewives history, by
the way. Salt Lake City's pretty good, too, this season, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Caught up this time. Good.
You know what else got really spicy this weekend? Girl, Britney Spears calling out her old friend, Christina Aguilera. The drama started at the Latin Grammys when Christina was asked what she thought about Britney's conservatorship ending. Christina tried to avoid the question, then reluctantly said, quote, I'm happy for her. But Britney wasn't having it. She thought it wasn't enough. She wrote on her Instagram, I love and adore everyone who supported me, but refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie. 13 years being in a corrupt, abusive system, yet why is it such a hard topic for people to talk about? I'm the one who went through it. Christina has posted in support of Britney before. Are stars obligated to speak on Britney's behalf?
No. I was not thrilled about this situation. Like, I do think that Christina has posted support for Britney in the past. I think everybody is extremely happy for Britney. Obviously, the right thing happened. She's free to live her life the way she wants. That doesn't necessarily mean it's for Christina Aguilera to speak about in detail and put herself in that ring of fire. Just, she's happy for her. The statement can be general. She doesn't need to go into, first of all, she probably doesn't know all of the facts to even speak on it correctly, which is why her people were like, you don't need to. I would just be like, I'm really happy for her. I don't think it was necessary that she had to get into a whole thing about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she's against Britney.
No.
Do you think that women have to speak out?
They've been knowing each other for so long. They started with Disney together, you know? So
yeah.
They've been knowing each other for so long, and they're both superstars. And everybody know you got legalities
yes.
that you ain't supposed to be saying. You could get sued for saying something about that girl's, you know, situation. So she's like, I'm doing the right thing by just kind of not speaking on something I don't really know about.
She's wishing her well, exactly.
Yeah.
She's wishing her well, Justin.
What you squeezing for?
What did you want her to say? I think it was unacceptable. She was in
the
conservatorship for 13 years.
I would normally agree with the two of you because I think when there's an issue with somebody else, no one should feel obligated. But if you're at the Latin Grammys, it's a red carpet about music, this hot topic thing is happening, and you are the only person who has a real history with this woman on this carpet that dates back to the 1990s, over 20-something years.
Yes.
You should be prepared to say something.
Prepared?
By the way, she wasn't prepared.
No, she wasn't.
What she should have said was, like she said, I'm happy for Britney. I'm so happy she finally got her freedom. I can't wait for her to tell her story.
Right.
Thank you. Good night. But what she did was she did the publicist. She looked at the publicist like, I don't want to answer this. And then the publicist came in.
The publicist wasn't paying attention in that very moment. And I think the conversation prior to her getting to the event was, we're not talking about Britney. We're not inserting ourselves. Because I do think, like, look, it is one of those, it's very tough. It's a tough, a touchy subject. We have to dance around a lot of things all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I just think that it was, I get the delivery of the lack of answer was not as smooth as maybe they would have envisioned, but I don't think it's she is obligated. And I don't think that by her not speaking about it means that she does not have support for Britney.
And I agree with that as well, but come on. We were all around for the Me Too movement. Not everybody wanted to talk about the Me Too movement. But if you were walking on a red carpet where somebody was going to ask you about it, every publicist in town knew you're going to have to say something.
You think the generic answer should have been prepared?
I think the generic answer should have been prepared because you knew that they were going to ask you about that.
We can stick.
We're going to talk about this at the break. Coming up, the stars crushed it at the America Music Awards, but we'll tell you who really won the night. Plus, we're breaking down all that fashion and so much more. We'll be right back.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
American Music Award goes to
the highlights from the AMA Awards. Esther, I know you love Chloe, a graduate of the Beyonce School of Dance.
You know what? You can tell that Chloe is up there wanting to make Beyonce proud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference between performing for people and performing for your mentor.
Yes.
And she is performing for her mentor. She's performing for her sister. She's performing for her mom and dad.
Yes.
She's performing for her family. She is performing.
100%.
And
performing.
She knows that that crown is only going to stay on Beyonce's head for so long, and she's going to want to give it up. She's going to want it. Beyonce is going to want it.
The crown, Beyonce will pass it off.
So you got to be ready for when it's
the
time.
The crown never leaves. Beyonce is queen.
That's true.
She gets to be princess.
She really killed it.
Yes.
Another person who killed it last night, Cardi B, was the host. Favorite hip-hop song winner and fashion chameleon.
I can't wait.
She arrived in the black gown, veil, mask, and of course, those nails. Then there were 7 outfit and wig changes.
Yes.
Just everything.
How did she? I mean, these are so well curated, so well done. They're all so spectacular. You know when you have like 8 changes?
Yes.
And it's like you start strong and the night just sort of, it wilts like a flower.
100%.
And not every look brings it. Mm-hmm. This is not what happened with Cardi.
No.
She brought it. Look at the lime. Look at the lime green.
Come on, lime
the
green.
Serious fashion and archival pieces this woman brought out for this. Hats off.
She's also not trying to look glamorous. Right. She's trying to look high fashion, and she has that Cher moment.
Glamour, yeah. Like glamour
the
fashion.
The glamour fashion,
yeah.
Like the Bob Mackie, the avant-garde. Yes.
The things you can't go and replicate. Like, this is superstardom. This is like, you don't, these pieces are also not just available for everybody.
Well, see, okay, what's the lady name? You know how to say it.
No, I don't. Chaparelli.
Chaparelli.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she has on the Chaparelli, and I went into the store the other day to look at that, and I was like, that's her custom face, right? So she made that for her. But those pieces are so expensive and beautiful.
It's insane.
Honey, like she just looked rich.
Look, honey, we know you work at E! Honey. You ain't got that bag. We also hit up the AMA red carpet where Francesca got the stars to talk fashion and love.
Is this your first AMAs?
Yes.
Who are you excited to see in there?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know who to expect to see it. I'm like dying.
Your dress, who was it by?
My mom. She went shopping and bought it, and I don't know who she bought it or where she bought it, but my mom.
And I know you're also interested in possibly having a cuddle buddy. What traits are you looking for?
Somebody who's genuinely nice.
That's all you want?
That's all I want. Somebody who's genuinely nice.
And you deserve it. Chloe's going to be performing tonight. I know you probably had conversations with her. What's the number one thing you kind of put in her ear for tonight?
Oh, my God. Just for her to just have confidence in herself. She's so amazing. I'm so proud of her. She's going to freaking kill it. I'm shaking in my boots right now because I can feel her nerves. And I'm just like, can't wait to just scream.
Feel to be hitting that stage with New Edition. I believe the last time they performed was like 1997.
Incredible. Incredible.
It's been a dream, an absolute dream. These guys are our heroes, absolute heroes. They taught us pretty much everything we know, and we just tried to do our best.
It's kind of like joining the NBA and, you know, you have to play against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But there's so much love and respect.
Okay, well, I got a little surprise for New Edition. There's one more addition to New Edition. Candy Girl. What went into that performance, and who do you think won?
Boston won. Boston, you know, it was a celebration of music, of friendship and brotherhood, and we love sharing the stage with those guys. We look forward to doing it even more, but, you know, we were up there just to have a good time and celebrate each other.
I know, right?
They look good.
They look really good. You know who else looked really good? JoJo Siwa. Oh. She said it was her first ever time wearing heels and a dress. And I thought she looked age appropriate and gorgeous.
She really, it was so nice to see.
Yeah.
It really was like, okay, step out. Like this girl, we've always said it, hyper intelligent, on her stuff. I thought it was, I want her to go more in this direction. She's a young woman now.
Yes.
Like, do it.
I also love that, like, not everybody has to have, like, their breast out or their legs out. Like, I love everybody. They looked all so great.
You are so traditional. Justin plays so many games on this show. It's all BS. He wants a classy woman with minimal work done and to have all of her chonies covered up.
A lady in the streets in a freak in a bed.
Yeah, he wants like a sophisticated lady. He doesn't like all this, like.
A lady in the streets in a freak in a bed.
My daughters are gonna be Amish as hell. Oh. Actress Vanessa Hudgens also knows how to serve a look. She's telling us all about that and what makes a perfect Prince Charming.
I feel like I've always been expressive with my fashion ever since I was very young. But yeah, it's fun, like, seeing what is happening in fashion because it moves around so much. Things always come back around.
But you certainly don't have the je ne sais quoi.
Someone else who has amazing style, Fiona, one of 3 characters Vanessa plays in the Princess Switch 3, Romancing the Star.
We need a person who actually thinks like a criminal.
Good news has arrived.
I came into it so excited, obviously, to revisit Fiona once again and worked with a costume designer to put together the fiercest fits. And a week in, I was like, why did I pick such uncomfortable outfits? When you're doing like full 12-hour days and in heels and a dress where you can barely breathe, it starts to wear on you a little bit.
Meow.
Meow to you as well.
Okay, so Vanessa's already found her real-life Prince Charming, but who would she choose from the film?
I don't know. I mean, Prince Edward's kind of a nerd, which I love. I love a nerd. I don't know, all of our guys are so amazing in this movie, and they all bring something different to the table.
Well, trust me, he's the goat.
Sorry, he's a goat.
Greatest of all time, babe. It's like a sports thing.
I knew that.
But this Netflix movie isn't just about love, wild switches, and holiday cheer.
It's a heist Christmas movie that you never knew you needed.
We have a bit of a situation.
The Star of Peace is gone. So what do we do?
You steal it back. Now.
I've always loved the movie Entrapment growing up. And when I read this script the first time, I was like, oh my God, I can have my Catherine Zeta-Jones moment. This is so exciting.
The Princess Switch 3, Romancing the Star, is out now on Netflix. Now, after the break, Tarek and Heather El Moussa join us live. They're dropping secrets about their wedding, honeymoon, and selling Sunset. You do not want to miss this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fresh off their honeymoon, please welcome Tarek and Heather Rae El Moussa. Where'd you guys honeymoon?
Maldives.
By the way, there's nothing to do in the Maldives except drink.
Make a baby.
Well, now that you threw that out there.
Here we go. We're going right to it.
Are we having babies?
We're having talks about having babies.
Yes, we are.
We're practicing.
Remember,
we're practicing having babies.
I'm more open to it because our life is already crazy. We're raising two kids.
Yes.
I'm already a mommy, so I'm like, well, why not just have one more, right?
I told you, you should do it. You guys, I'm telling you, get to all the whatever it takes to do it, do it.
So you want us to start over?
I think you want us to, yes.
Start over.
Well, it's a beginning for her.
Exactly.
Like, whatever she wants.
We're going to
freeze. Happy wife, happy life.
We're going to freeze embryos first, go from there, and then see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, enjoy being newlyweds.
Yeah, for like a few months. I see babies in your future.
Oh, for sure.
You told me that last time.
I said, I'm like, because you have mom energy. Yeah. I feel like you should do it. Okay, tell us, because last time you were here, you told us October, but you didn't tell us anything else. What was your favorite part of the wedding? A specific detail that was really important to you that you were like, yes, it paid off. That's what it was.
Ooh.
For me, it was writing our own vows to each other.
Oh.
Yeah, and writing our vows to the kids.
Oh. Yeah. You wrote vows to the kids?
Yeah. So I said my vows first because I knew I was going to cry. And then he wrote vows to the kids. Well, he just spoke from his heart. I read mine.
Oh, my
God.
Then
I read my vows to him, and he read his vows to me. And, like, that was so personal and beautiful. Was that your favorite?
Well, that's what I was going to say, but you stole my thunder. So I'm going to have to say the pizza was the best part of the night because, like, late night after all the drinking, we had amazing pizza.
And all of our guests say pizza, like, thank goodness for that pizza. That was their favorite time of the night.
Yeah. Of course, because everyone is so drunk. They're like, I need some food. And if there's not food, it's a bad time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Not good.
I've been to 1,000 weddings.
Yes, you have.
Something always goes wrong. What was the one thing that went wrong? And you were like, you know what? C'est la vie.
Well, for me, my day was perfect. Like, it couldn't have gone better. I think everyone was catering more to me. Like, it was easy. I was, like, having the best day. And then I find out, and I kept asking, how's Tarek? And then I found out later on, he had an awful day.
What happened?
I died of stage 5 meltdown. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Share, Share all the details.
Okay, so like everyone, obviously they should be focused on the bride, right? So it's like my day too a little bit. So I'm like, okay, what am I doing? So I didn't have really good plans, and then the room we went to for the guys to get ready, the air conditioning wasn't working, didn't have a bathroom. So then we
didn't
went
have a bathroom?
It didn't have a bathroom.
Where were you staying?
In a room with no bathroom?
It's a long story. It was like a banquet room. It was like the weirdest thing. And then so we transferred from there to a hotel room, which also didn't have air conditioning. And there's one thing I hate, and it's being hot. So it was pretty warm. There was like 100 people in this tiny hotel room.
No, it
worked out.
He moved out, what, three times?
I moved three different times.
Were you like, what, do I need to pay your air conditioning bill? Why is this not working?
Yeah, it wasn't working. But we had our rehearsal dinner the night before there, and it was fine. But then...
Yeah, well, luckily, it was right by the beach. It wasn't too hot. The resort was gorgeous. Yeah. We just had a little AC mishap, but eventually I got ready and it all worked out.
Right?
And I had no clue.
And now you guys get to watch it all back on Discovery Plus.
Yes, December 16th. Do you have any regrets on filming the wedding?
I think before we filmed, I think like right before, I was like, I wish we didn't do this. I wish we didn't do this because it's such a personal, intimate day.
Absolutely.
And you know, for me, like, you know, a girl's wedding day is like one of the most important defining moments of your life. And I was just like so worried that something was gonna go wrong and it wasn't gonna turn out how we wanted. But honestly, we didn't even notice the cameras. We weren't even paying attention, right?
It was nice because it was like the cameras weren't even there. And then that was something really important. We didn't want it to feel like filming. We didn't want it to feel like work. We just wanted the cameras to capture our wedding, and I think they achieved that.
And HGTV really listened to what we wanted. We had creative control, so they really, like, we did it with them, like, the process. So they really, like, it was great. Like, they did an amazing job.
They came through. They're great to work with, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
I love it.
We weren't even there, and I feel that. I feel like it was truly a wedding first, and then filming was just took place there because that's a part of your guys' everyday lives. That's so nice. Mm.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
It was nice.
Oh, well, my God.
Add
to the list.
Selling Sunset. We didn't see Christine at the wedding. What the hell happened?
She was not invited to the wedding. Okay. Yeah. She was the only one that wasn't invited besides, like, you know, maybe... No, everyone was invited besides her. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I love...
She's like, everybody was there, just not her.
And I feel like people get like, you know, oh, you should invite her because she's the last person. Like, I love Christine Quinn, but if she's not your people, it's totally fine to not invite somebody from your office.
It's such an intimate, special day, and we wanted just people there that we love and we trusted and that are our true friends, and she's not a true friend to us, so why would we have her there just because I work with her? Like, so...
But moving forward, I think we're all really going to work on everybody getting along a little bit better.
We're going to be professional.
Oh, he's, like, bringing in the positivity now.
No. Let's talk to Mr. Optimistic over here. Did you extend an invite to Christina?
No, I didn't.
And it's okay.
No exes at the wedding.
That's
a good rule. Because some people, I feel like that was,
I want my ex's front row to see how good I'm doing.
Oh, I like that.
That's good.
We are not quite done. Will you guys stick around?
Yes, of course.
We will have more with these two after the break. We are back with newlyweds Tarek and Heather Al-Musa, and it's time to put your new marriage to the test.
Ooh, okay.
We're going to ask you questions, and you will close your eyes and point to the person for the answer.
Okay.
Let's start with, close your eyes, who said I love you first?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, I know the answer.
I know the answer.
So point away.
At the person.
Point away.
Well, she made me. She said, tell me you love me.
Fine. Yeah. I said, tell me you love me. This is on, like, date number three.
This is, like, day seven, yeah.
Yeah.
Day seven. Day not seven. Date seven.
Date
seven.
Number three. Day seven. Okay, so it was instantaneous. You guys just loved each other immediately.
Immediately.
I think we moved in together after four days, and then,
it was, like, right away. Yeah.
Damn.
We decided to be exclusive before we even, you know, did the deed.
I don't know how I got sucked into that one, but it worked.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't go for a test drive, nothing.
How did you guys meet again?
And bought her a Ferrari.
But we met in Newport Beach on his boat on 4th of July, 2019, and we were both down. Like, he was down there. I was down there with girlfriends. Saw a friend on his boat that I knew and jumped down there, and then it was like love at first sight.
And then she had no chance. I saw her get on my boat. I was like, yeah, that's my future wife.
Who went in for the first kiss? Close eyes. She's really giving you some leeway here.
What'd you say?
Did you point at yourself?
I said mutual.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What'd you say, you?
Yeah, of course it's me.
Oh my God.
I was feeling it too. And then we held hands. Our first date was really cute. We were like this. And we kind of did this little like handhold thing. It was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute. It was cute. After acting like a psychopath.
I made him work.
It was nice.
Though,
yeah, she did.
Oh yeah. Ooh. I really made him work.
Who's more jealous between the two of you?
What are you talking about? Me?
Okay. I feel like you are jelly belly here.
Me and
I think
you.
It's you.
I mean, we're both like, I feel like when you find your soulmate and you're so in love, you want to put this protective bubble around it and not let anyone like get in there. So I'm protective of him.
Who's more patient?
Me, for sure. Oh yeah.
Nice. I'm supposed to be closing my eyes, right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm just looking over. Here. Okay.
Who is freakier? Close your eyes. Oh, of course it's you. Don't ruin this woman.
It's mutual. It's mutual. He's a good lover.
How did you seal the deal, move in, before you even did the deed?
I wanted to jump through hoops. Like, I literally was like, I won't go on date. I wouldn't even commit to dinner. I only said, I'm going to go to drinks with you. I said, only Monday at like 8 o'clock. You have to come up to LA and pick me up. Like, I literally like made rules.
Good so she gave me one opening for drinks, no dinner. I came back from South Africa the day before. I was so jet lagged. I canceled all my work, all my meetings, and I showed up.
And that is how you move in after 7 days.
Yep.
She moved in after how long?
Basically 7 days.
And you probably made him work.
Oh my God. And then we worked. So listen, it's just, that's what you have to do. You have to set rules.
Well, she canceled our first date. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah. I did.
This day.
Okay.
I'm at the gym crying in the morning.
I'm gonna need you to go to UCLA and teach a class at the Learning
for women,
Annex.
For Justin. This. Wait. Are we gonna ask this stuff?
Yes.
Who has better? This is hard
to
ask.
I want to ask this one.
Okay.
Who's each other's celebrity crushes?
Ooh.
Oh gosh.
I closed my eyes.
Her celebrity crush and who's his?
Do we ever talk about that?
Don't think I really have.
She's like, don't answer that question right now.
I'd say any blonde that looks like me. Oh, Margot Robbie. What about Margot Robbie? She's pretty.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I'm gonna get in trouble later. Watch. She's jealous. You'll see.
No, I love Margot Robbie. Me? I don't know. Who would be mine?
Tariq El Moussa.
Yeah, Tariq El Moussa.
Tariq El Moussa.
You guys, congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much, you guys.
We're praying for a baby here. Stellan Sunset premieres Wednesday on Netflix. And Tariq and Heather, The Big I Do, drops December 16th on HGTV and streaming on Discovery Plus. And Justin is still single. Coming to HBO Max, wherever you can get it. When we come back, we're hanging with Kelly Clarkson and John Legend, and somebody is throwing a shoe.
Ooh.
Plus the star who says she wouldn't make it as a rapper because she wears pants.
I love pants.
Me too.
Pants are great.
Have this baby.
Esther, what you thinking?
So what I loved about it is, you know, I know these songs from hearing the Poison on the movies and TV when I was growing up, but to see it and hear that call and response and you said, nothing, I'm like, nothing. I love it.
Thank you so much, Esther.
That's Esther's show, Clash of the Cover Bands, which airs Wednesdays at 9:30 on E! Ooh. You've worked with big stars like Beyonce and Katy Perry, but something you're looking for is love, we hear.
Oh, God. It's, you know what? I just, because I'm sitting over here being a stalker when I just watch you guys do that last segment, and I'm like, why do I have to be mean to somebody? Like, why do I have to, like, jump through hoops to get something that God sent for everybody?
Yes.
You know, because I'm like, I'm a law of attraction girl. So I feel like being a positive person and putting myself out in a positive way, I should receive it just like I'm receiving the money, receiving the joy and friendships and happiness. But I think that people are so disconnected with what love is that it's so hard to like meet somebody on the same mindset that love is a service that you give to people and not something you just take from people.
That's the hard part.
Oh my God, enlightenment this morning.
Right? No, I'm here for the.
What sign are you?
Aries.
Oh, fiery.
I'm here for the gospel.
I love it. Yes. It's so true.
But don't you feel like, you know, the universe has put you on this path to fulfill what you're supposed to fulfill in your work sector before he gives you the love?
That's called projecting. You can have both.
Well, this is the thing. I've come from broken home, right? Come from broken home, come from broken bank, come from broken feelings. And I feel broken, and I'm like, here's my hard life, here's a shattered box. And I feel like some people be like, no, I want to go with the pristine, clean.
No one is pristine. Don't ever take
but
that
they,
on.
But they portray it like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and I haven't decided to put those you know, cut myself back open and by trying to fix this broken piece.
Well, I think that might be the problem.
Oh,
I think
tell
that,
about it.
No, I'm just saying because wow, I think that part of why I haven't found love thus far was because I was supposed to fix myself.
Are we, though, if we didn't break ourselves?
I think you you have to.
I think it's a work in progress. I think you can work on yourself simultaneously and find somebody. Are you truly ready for your partner?
The thing is, I'm ready for Esther. Esther loves Esther. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I wonder, do anybody want to be with somebody who stays up all night, you know, dancing and with art and singing and just being everything that I am, that I sometimes don't want to get rid of my life if my life means giving into somebody's life who's not as happy and joyful and excited as I am.
Are you hearing this?
Are you having fun in your life? It's hard to give up a life that's a good time.
You're not giving. When the right person comes, you won't be giving things up.
I hope.
It's gonna happen.
Yama, stay over there. Hip hop legend MC Light says she wouldn't make it as a rapper today because she wears pants. She told Page Six she cares more about her lyrics than her wardrobe.
I told somebody it would be really old school for me to perform on stage with pants. Nobody wears pants. I'm happy that anyone feels great in their body. You know, perhaps had I, you know, had a different type of body, I'd be like, hey, you see this, you know. However, my walk has been extremely different from that. Mm-hmm. And in the very beginning, I didn't want people to look at me. I just wanted them to hear me because I had something to say and I wanted them to pay attention to the words.
It's so crazy when you look back at music and you saw these MCs that were coming up, Queen Latifah, MC Light, they all tried to kind of go with the guy thing, look tough, look rough, don't look at me. And then Lil' Kim sashayed her ass in with her nipple out and was like, hell on that.
Yeah.
We're going to give you this.
I think there's room for both.
It was respect back then. There was respect of your art back then. Like, now it's like, who is the most fashion? Who got the, because it's like, you've got to have the guys want to be with you and the girls want to be you.
Yes.
Shock value, yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I think she would have made it. I think at the end of the day, she would have did what she was, she looks great now. I've seen all MC Light's legs. She looked good, honey. She had the body.
Gorgeous.
But you said something that, you know, there was room for, there's room for both. There's actually not.
I think there is. I think people are breaking molds. I mean, Lil Nas X is doing something completely different than we've never seen.
But
there's
a
lot of traditional.
Too.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's a lot of traditional rappers, and then there's still room for a Lil Nas X. I think in this day and age, if you want to be in sweats and rap or you want to be in a corset, like, I do think talent prevails.
Name a female rapper who is in sweats.
Well, I'm just saying right now.
He's not talking about sucking a watermelon through a straw.
I'm saying he loved that line.
No, but I'm saying for real.
I'm just saying if somebody were to come out with a really, like, if MC Light came out now and had an amazing song and she was in sweats, people would still be interested.
Doja Cat does not sell sex. Like, she just looks odd and sensual and she's not, I don't know if I'm missing, not hearing the words, but she just looked like art. You know, and she, art is sensual.
But it's not a tracksuit. Like, I think MC Light came out with a different...
That was in the 80s.
That was a long time ago.
But if a woman from SoundCloud went to a record label and said, I am going to be the next...
I got a deal in sweats.
You got a deal in sweats. Yes.
I got a deal in sweats. Drop it low. I was all in pants. Like, hey. I was all like
but
that.
But now you're up in here with a leg out.
Because I'm trying to get a man.
You're going to. You're very in tune.
This ain't for y'all. This is for him.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Gary is taken twice already, okay? Up next, Beyonce and Blue Ivy's big surprise for Jay-Z. This might be the cutest thing you'll see all day. Plus, Reba McEntire tells us all about her man and her biggest pet peeve.
Reba got a man.
Even Reba got a man.
In my lifetime, more than a million rhymes. No joking.
Can I live and surprise the game? Think harder.
You know this, brother.
Jay-Z. Sean Carter.
So gather round, hustlers, because it's about to go down.
Congrats us, Carter, Ghost Rider. You paid the right price, so we just made your hits tighter.
Beyonce and Blue Ivy helped induct Jay-Z into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with many of his celebrity contacts. The ceremony aired on HBO this past weekend.
Literally.
But I feel like Blue Ivy is like a young lady now. Like, when the time, and she looks exactly like her mom.
Exactly.
Like, it's all Beyonce now. I feel like there was some Jay, and that's not happening anymore.
Another woman who is on top of her game, Reba McEntire, has 24 number one singles and a mountain of awards. But don't expect her to act like a diva, thanks to her very humbling gift from her big sister.
She gave me a toilet seat cover one time for Christmas, and on it, it said the twinkle. Not the star, the twinkle. Yeah, you got to have people around you that aren't yes people. I don't like yes people. I want people to tell me if I've got toilet paper hanging out the back of my britches or something's wrong. Just don't be a yes person. Just be my friend and help me out. We're a team.
Reba's been on top for over 40 years, and now she's doing something new, starring in her own Christmas movie.
Why on earth did I agree to do this?
Let's see if we still got it.
Her name is Georgia Winters, and she's a singer. It wasn't a very far stretch for me on that. And she's married to Joe, who is a songwriter. And we were a duo until we weren't. But our daughter gets us back together.
It's a Christmas Eve fundraiser called The Snowball. You and Dad reunited for one night only.
In real life, Reba's happy and in love with young Sheldon star Rex Lynn.
We've been friends since we were in the Gambler movie. And so we've just stayed in contact throughout the years. And then 2 years ago, January, I was going to go in and shoot young Sheldon. So we had dinner, a bunch of us, and they were having tater tots. And I said, oh, man, I love tater tots. He said, that's your nickname. And then my little sister Susie gave him the nickname of Sugar Tot. So we're the Tots. We help each other. Rex had me working on my script long before we started shooting. And I support him. He's shooting young Sheldon now. We understand it's work, but it can be fun if we make it that way. We're very supportive of each other, and I really appreciate that.
She looks incredible.
She looks amazing.
Even Reba got a man.
Even Reba.
Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune airs November 26th on Lifetime. And season 2 of her podcast, Living and Learning with Reba McEntire, is out now.
Podcast.
Coming up, Kelly Clarkson and John Legend tell us about going live on The Voice and why shoes are being thrown. That is after the break.
Is it? After
yes.
the break.
After
the break. Way.
The Voice is in the middle of their live playoffs, so we checked in with Kelly Clarkson and John Legend to see how they're gonna win this thing.
Ooh. I've never been more proud moving forward to the live playoffs with a team as a whole.
You get sad sometimes that someone leaves and you're like, oh, I can't help them at all. I can't save them.
Ultimately, like, this is the point of the show. Like, we want our audience to love whoever wins this show. You can really see what their career might look like if they get the opportunity to do those things, and it's pretty exciting.
Kelly Clarkson threw her shoes, and we learned from our friend Jennifer Hudson when she was a coach on The Voice.
That's a compliment.
This is the ultimate sign of respect.
I love you.
Well, Patti LaBelle's known to throw her shoes.
I was going
to
say, I've known people to do it for a while, throw shoes. But Jennifer Hudson, definitely, we did a season together, and she's a shoe thrower as well. I honestly didn't plan on doing it. Usually my shoes are strapped on, so that's not even an option. But I love Paris so much. I think he's so talented. And I'm so mad he's on Blake's team, whatever.
Of course, The Voice airs Monday and Tuesday nights on NBC. Now I have a question for you guys. Would you join a stranger for Thanksgiving dinner? A grandmother named Wanda texted her grandson to come over for Thanksgiving, but he had changed his number. So she texted a total stranger named Jamal instead. After clearing things up, Jamal asked if Thanksgiving offer still stood. Wanda said yes, and the two became friends, and this will be their 6 years celebrating together.
Yes.
I mean, and that means that food was good, because ain't no black man going over there and just gonna eat 6 years in a row. Where your mama at?
Thank you.
Where your mama?
And by the way, with a name like Wanda, it tells
she
me
can
she can cook. She can cook!
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
It's really, it's one of these like little nuggets in the world that's so special and you're like happy to hear about it. It restores your faith.
100%. I feel like I spend Thanksgiving with strangers.
Because everybody is strangers on
Thanksgiving. Where are you spending Thanksgiving?
Not at your house. You didn't invite me.
What housewife?
I'm cooking some and I'm going to order some pig feet. and some chitlins from this restaurant. Don't worry about it. I'm eating pig feet on Thanksgiving.
Okay. That's fine.
Well, I'm not coming to your house. And that is it for us. Set that DVR for tomorrow. We're talking to former Bachelor Hannah Brown, who is not holding back about what really went down before and after the show. Plus, we're behind the scenes at the Dancing with the Stars finale, and we will have a doctor here live to talk to Esther about her cholesterol after these pig feet. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, my
pig God. Feet.
Yes, that is delicious.
Oh. We're going to have a doctor over here.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.